House washing.
Hey, Phil, it's Matt here.
Hey.
Hey, I just saw you were calling in. I was actually on the other line. What's going on?
No, I just got time around to give a call back and talk to you about whatever you want to do with that pay-per-click. I've done that before. I mean, it was a different business, but, I mean, what's that involve? I know what it is.
Okay, yeah, let's definitely talk about the – it's actually a pay-per-lead program. So it's not a pay.
Same thing I do with Angie's List. Okay.
But these aren't Angie's. These are better, and here's why. First off, these don't get shared with anybody. So it goes straight to you. Okay? You get to first talk to these people, and the only two times that Google charges you on the lead is if you get pricing over the phone or you agree to meet them. So if it's a bunk lead, you don't pay for it. You know, if it's something that doesn't make sense to get pricing or go to meet them, right, you're not going to pay for that, those bad leads, right? So it's not a paper call. It's a paper qualified lead, much different, right? Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about those, Phil, is you show up at the very tippy top of Google, right? So not just on the first page, but like the first search result. And we can set what cities you want to participate in. So this will give you those extra leads when you need them, because we can really expand the radius out too, much more than just your basic package with us.
What's it per lead? And
I'm looking that up right now.
How do they listen to the recorded calls or?
Oh yeah, there's an AI robot listening into it.
Yeah, now, they charge you right away for it, and then later they find out that it was a bad lead, do they give you money back?
Well, it knows right away if it's a bad lead or not, because like I said, it's only charging you if you get pricing over the phone or you agree to meet that customer in person, right? Mm. So those are the two times where it becomes billable, right? Mm. So everything else isn't billable, right? So that's how Google knows to charge you for that call or not. Because AI's listening to that.
Yeah, that's better than Angie, because Angie will charge you as long as you connect, they charge you. And then if you get like a bogus lead, they will refund you, but they won't refund you back to the money back to you. They give you what it's called. They give you a credit. They don't give you your money back. They give you a credit.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the same thing. Like, I mean, they'll give you – like, so how it works is, okay, so the first step is we have to get you approved for it. It takes 2 months usually to get you approved for it. Because on this program, Google doesn't just allow anybody to participate on these leads. They don't care how much money you have, right? They do a full vetting process. First, we need to make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now. We need to show them that you have $100,000 worth of general liability insurance, right? And then once we get the vetting process done, then we sit down with you. Let's say it's 2 months later, right? So obviously we're in April. Let's say it's June. Like, you're ready to go. Okay. Google makes you prepay for 13 leads up front. So the leads right now, they're $40 for a qualified call. Okay. So you would pay for 13 of those. That's $520. You start drawing from those leads as quickly or as slowly as you'd like. Once you get through the 13 leads, Google auto reloads it. So if it takes you 2 months to get through those 13 leads, right, then after the 13 leads, Google auto-reloaded at another 13 leads, basically. And then, like I said, you could turn them on and off at any time. That's the beautiful thing. So what a lot of my guys do, Philip, is they'll take, like, two of the solid leads, then they turn it off, right? And then they don't turn it back on until out of those two solid leads that they took out of that program, turns into a really good job, and then they turn it back on again. And then what?
Well, everybody hopes. Yeah, we hope to get more than just the $150-$200 job. We try to upsell as soon as you get the job. But yeah, $40, yeah, it's a little steep. But the other thing that might not work right now.
So that's going to be under the window cleaning platform. So that'll bring power washing, obviously, but also window cleaning too. So that's the window cleaning And cool thing is we can set what areas you want to be on the very tippy top of Google. So we can go all over, way past Greenville. We can go, if you want to go 100 miles north, 100 miles south, right? We can, we'll sit down with you, Philip, and be like, okay, where do you want to show up on those paper leads? Right. And the good news is though, like, you don't have to go too aggressively on it. You know, maybe if you take one every like week even, or, you know, and then slowly, but once you get a taste of it and you really like get that thing cranking, I'm telling you right now, there's nothing better than those paper leads. In fact, you'll cancel Angie's and you'll double down on these leads, because these leads are the best leads money can buy. That's why they're $40. You know? So, I mean, obviously you get what you pay for. If you really think about the junk leads that Angie's gives you with, you know, I mean, it's going to come down to, like, you're probably paying right now, all said and done with Angie's. Maybe you're spending a little less, but, you know, you're not showing up the first search result on Google like these leads give you, right? So it will take you to that next level on those leads.
Yeah, I mean, in the future, that might be great, but if they require insurance, the only problem with that is I don't generate enough business to have insurance. Because, I mean, if I was in construction, if I was an electrician, some kind of business like that, I would definitely have insurance. But with soft washing, you really don't need, because unless you're a complete idiot, you don't need, if you know what you're doing, you're not going to damage anything. But you're also running the risk
that if something does happen and you don't have insurance, you could be sued, right? And not having insurance really, like, makes you very liable. So the good news is it's only $100,000 in general liability insurance. So that's not expensive to get. That's, like, probably
$25. If you can find that for me in Greenville, South Carolina, for $25 a month,
I'll send you a couple companies I'll jump on contact.
Because I've called around for insurance for, I've called Liberty, I've called a bunch of insurance companies, and they're up to $10,000 a year right now.
Really?
For pressure washers. For pressure washers. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it's by number here. Let me give you the, I have three
and now they want it up front.
Right now, there are a lot of my companies. Here, take a look at these. I'm sending you three companies. I'm texting them to you right now.
Okay.
Right? And then you can contact these three companies and just say, hey, I need just $100,000 in limited liability insurance. I need to cheat this deal. Right? Mm-hmm. And call these three companies and see, you know, what you can get, you know, from them. And then see what that quote looks like. If it's affordable on a monthly basis, which it should be, like I said, you're only looking for $100,000. Now, all these other companies, they want you to go, like, higher because they want to make more money.
$1 million.
You know, get the cheapest policy human possible, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll be able to get something out of all those three. Okay? So, you know, kind of scrub around and see, like, you know, there's one that's called Next Insurance. There's one that's called
I tried
Cops,
that.
And then there's
– yeah? Yeah, next insurance, they said, oh, yeah, get insurance for as low as $25 a month. And I called them, and they now outsource their stuff. So that if you go to their site, they send you to another site, which is the underwriter outsourced to other people.
Did you try Hiscox or Byberk?
I haven't. That done. Next is the only one. No.
Okay. Yeah, so try those other two then, since you tried Next Insurance. It's good to know. I'll stop recommending Next Insurance.
Next isn't the insurer. That's just a platform. They used to be the insurer, but now they're outsourcing to other, because they're getting so big, I guess. They're outsourcing to other. Like, they reroute you to another website.
Oh, because I've referred to
because they've gotten too big, I guess. They've gotten too big, yeah.
Yeah, they probably did get too big, huh? Yeah, but I've sent a lot of people to Next, so that's interesting. I appreciate you giving me that feedback.
They're the ones that gave me a quote of $8,000 for pressure washing in Greenville, South Carolina.
How much was the policy, though?
$1 million.
Yeah, see? You don't need a one.
It's $100 a month, and they want it up front. They want it up front, yeah.
Yeah, so look, you want the cheapest possible. You just want $100,000. You know, like that's enough where, like, if anything ever does happen, you're good. and you know, you're not overpaying either. Because to be honest with you, you're kind of right. You know, you're never going to use that insurance policy ever.
Yeah, unless I was a carpenter or electrician or plumber.
Yeah.
But if you're an electrician, you burn someone's house down.
Yeah, it's good to have, but I'm telling you, you really want these leads. Like, yeah. My guy, remember I talked to you about Lewis Pest Control that's in your state a while ago?
Mm-hmm.
He spends thousands of dollars on these leads every month, right? And, you know, they're so good because, Phil, like, they're the best leads money could buy. You're showing up at the very tippy top of Google, like the first or second search result on Google.
Yeah, right? I'm really trying to push roof washings now because that's where the money's at.
Yeah, that we can do. Well, so this will be on the window washing, like, platform. Right. That'd
be like basic house washing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like house washing. This will be, window cleaning, like any, like all of that stuff. Right. And, those are going to bring in solid leads. And like I said, you only pay for the lead if you get pricing over the phone or you agree to meet them. So, and they don't share that lead with anybody else. That's an exclusive lead to you. Okay.
Yeah. We can give it a try. Yeah.
Yeah, but the only thing about it is first figure out how much liability insurance is.
Right.
There is a one-time cost, though, because we've got to pay for your background check and all that.
Oh, here it comes.
$250. Hey, look, I mean, I'm honest, right? Yeah, you're going to get that. You're going to get honesty with me. So, you know, we got to pay for your background check and all that. So
everybody's got to make money. Everybody's got to make a little bit of money. Yeah.
Arguing from a leg either. Like we're fair on it. Yeah. So you know, I want to make you happy, and I want to make sure that you know you get the results because that's what I'm here for. So
and I'm glad y'all are managing everything, but I'm not really. The only thing I'm down about is I'm not generating anything from you know any management of online. Everything's coming off of yard signs.
Okay. Well, things do take some time. Like, I noticed, like, obviously your Google Business Profile took time to get that humming. You should have gotten some Facebook leads. How have those been? Have you gotten any action off of those?
I haven't got any Facebook leads.
Like, no calls from Facebook?
None. I've gotten, but they weren't legit.
Oh, I see. So, yeah. I mean, like, it takes a little, like, ramp-up period, right, on some of that stuff, right? And the season just really started. So, you know, let's definitely keep a tabs on it. It gets better and better month after month. But yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, it does take a little time, you know, you've only been like, a little bit of time. Mm-hmm.
So on everything, I want to take messaging off of everything, like only calls only because the messaging thing is not working.
The messaging.
People don't respond back once you reach out to them. So take messaging off everything off the Google profile, all that kind of stuff. I had to do it to the website too, but I mean, I've gotten a lot of the stuff I've gotten from online stuff and Facebook and stuff like that is people reaching out like marketers. People do wanting to get me from marketing. They want me to buy their marketing strategy.
Yeah, like the leads that are coming to
it's
the
It's a lot of spam over. Crap, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
okay.
And then the few
well,
I've gotten
dude,
in the past,
schedule, like, a call.
It's like...
I'll schedule a call for, like, you and my team to kind of go through some of this so that they can make these adjustments and these tweaks for you, right, so that, you know, we can get you, you know, performing better. So the messenger stuff will definitely, you know, get on them on that and whatnot.
Yeah,
so
I had to make a change on my website to also the lead thing. So I had a few. I already called like a month ago about this. I'm not sure if they put in the notes, but I reached out to someone on the team, and basically I was telling them that I was going through some of my past, like from the month before, and I was trying. All I had left was their email. I tried to put it through email for a review, and it wouldn't let me.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, won't let you do email reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have like three or four more reviews on my on the platform.
Did you just send it to their cell phone?
Because
the cell phone, if you just put the name and cell phone number,
no, cell phone's no problem. Yes. cell phone's no problem. I didn't have their, for some reason, I didn't have their cell phone. I had their email. So I tried to send it to the email. It said error.
Oh, well, you know how to send your Google. I can text you your Google Business profile link, and you can just send them an email. Please click this link and send me out a review. Why? Is the app not sending out the email?
No, I was trying to do it through the local Splash platform.
App?
The app.
Mm-hmm. And you put their
it
name
wouldn't
and
let me
email,
do it.
And it wouldn't send out the email?
I put their name and email and error. It let me do it with the phone number, but it won't let me do it. It comes up with an error when you try to do it with the email.
Okay. Have you done it? Have you tried recently to do it again?
No, not recently. I'm trying to keep his name, phone numbers.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a request to have my team contact you.
I said that in like a month or two ago. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I want that to get addressed. Because I sent you an email, hey, let's make it our goal to get you to like 25 five-star reviews.
Well, the more customers I get, the higher hopefully my reviews would get, obviously. But I could have had like a few more if that email situation would work.
Yeah, so we want to get the email. Look, if the app's not working, I can just give you I'll text you your Google Business profile right now.
No,
and all you got to do is
have the link.
Email, say, hi Bob, this is Philip from XYZ Company.
Yeah.
Click on this link and please leave me a 5-star review. I would really appreciate that.
Right.
So try it that way. But I do want to see what's going on and why that's not working for you, because typically maybe you just got to put like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or something. Maybe that's why the app's not allowing you to send it out, because you're not putting a phone number of any sort. And but I'll get with my team and figure out why that's happening, because that's the first I've heard of that. So
yeah, I actually called a couple times about it in the last a few months ago, and I kind of just called and I was trying to, because you said you need to get some more reviews. I remember months ago, and I tried to go back to the ones I had on file, and all I had was their email. So I was like, okay, I'll send these out. It was a month later, so I was like, well, hopefully they'll remember and give me a 5-star review when I send it out. But I send it out with their email on the app, and
right now you have
just said error.
You have 3 Google reviews. Right now.
That's because I have the phone number.
Huh? Okay. So,
that's because I have the phone number.
But you have way more clients than that. So, like, is there any more people you could put into the app?
No, the season just started. No.
Okay.
I've sent stuff out and people just don't respond. I don't know if they don't look at their emails or I don't know. It's sometimes they forget about it and they don't
I don't know. I'm gonna share your Google Business profile link. Would you want me to email that to you, or do you want me to?
No, I have it. That's what I've been using. I've been sending out my Google link, and I've been putting their phone number. My last few customers that just
because the app will get you those 5-star reviews with the cell phone number. I don't know why it's not working on the email side. Maybe that was just a glitch for something, or it's like requiring you to put a phone number in. But I will find out from the team what's going on with that, and then I'll have my team reach out to you about making the adjustment of not being able to chat with, like, or just doing call only kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, and I need to do some other stuff on my website too. I want to change things around. I had them thought they were going to do that too, and I have reached out a couple times for that, and they haven't done it. So I don't know.
So we need some changes on the website.
Yeah, I tried to call a few times.
I'll put that all in the notes. I'll put that all in the notes, and I'll make sure that my team gets some stuff handled. Look into getting that liability insurance. Okay.
Okay.
And then let's do this. Okay.
So Google needs $100,000.
$100,000.
Okay.
Yeah, those
that leads, might be more doable than $100 million.
Those leads. I'm not even joking. You are the best, because you're only getting charged for.
Well, I know that. Yeah. That's a given. Everybody knows that. Everybody should know that.
Well, I mean, I got guys that like literally spend $40,000 a month on those. So it's like, it's insane how good the quality is on those. Like, those are the best.
I just don't understand how these people that, you know, have been in, you know, I know a lot of businesses, and I'm not saying they're like everybody does this, but a lot of people buy fake reviews.
That
I don't know how we don't. I don't know how we don't get flagged for it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, you couldn't even get a bunch of five-star reviews all at once anyways because Google flags the accounts now. So, and Google's smart now. Like, that used to be a thing. Like, they would go to, like, Fiverr, like sites like that, and then there was guys overseas that could, like, you know, you spend $100 to get a bunch of five-star, and then all they do is just use a bunch of fake, like, email addresses.
Yeah, I've had companies reach out to me and say, hey, I get you 25 reviews in 2 days, and, you know, I can do that twice a month, and, you know, it'll just cost you this much. And I'm like, I'm trying to do it legit. I'm trying to be organic, you know. A lot of people buy 250.
You don't want to do it. Look, I have a roofing company in North Carolina, right, and they use my review tool. Guess what they did, though, Philip? In one day, they sent out, like, 6 or 7 requests. And all 6 people gave them a 5-star review. And the fact that they got 6 5-star reviews in one day, Google flagged the account.
Jeez.
So just to give you an idea, you can't go too aggressively on getting 5-star reviews. So you're thinking of, I want to do it organically.
So you're like 3 a day then, huh?
Like, you can't, like, I would say don't even get 3 5-star reviews. Now, some of your friends and family, you can have some of your friends and family give you some 5-star reviews. A lot of guys do that starting.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you're technically not supposed to because they didn't really do business with you, right? But not – I mean, every business, when they start off, they'll have friends and family leave some 5-star reviews.
Oh, of course, anything, that's any business. Yeah, you go to your friends and family for any kind of business, for any kind of service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. So my point is, you know, if you need to get a couple 5-star reviews on your Google page from some of your friends and family, you know, put them in the app and then text them individually. Say, hey, I'm sending you a request for my 5-star, and put them in our Local Splash app. But don't put
that's what I did to my –
I would sit down. Come up with, like, a list of 10 friends and family members that you want to send it through the Local Splash, okay?
Yeah.
But get their name and phone number written down on a piece of paper. And go back and think of, like, 10 other people you've done jobs for in the past year and get them down on the paper. Now you have 20 people that you can send that to, and then just send 2 a day. And maybe wait some days, like, where you don't send it at all, and then check them off the list, right, that you wrote down of your 20, right? And once you get through the 20, you'll see you're going to get yourself a good amount of 5-star reviews just doing it like that.
Well, I actually just ordered a Zappy card. You know what that is?
A what?
A Zappy card. It's something new I'm going to try out. It's called a Zappy card. They advertise on Facebook and stuff like that. It looked pretty neat. It's like a little card that's got a bar, like a QR code on.
Okay.
And you just clip it to your belt, and it's got like one of those lanterns on it, and just you pull it out when you're done and say, here, could you please give me a 5-star review, and they just scan the QR code, and then bam, you're done.
Boom. Okay.
Connect to your Google account.
That's cool, Okay. I like that. Okay, keep me posted on that. That might be something we can send
out
to our business. Maybe we can send that out to our business owners, you know?
Yeah, it was like $35 for one, but the more you get, I think you get 3 of them, it's like $75.
Hmm.
ZappyCard.com. ZappyCard.com.
I'll definitely look into that. You know what? I'm going to write that down right now before I forget. Zappy card. Is Zappy or Zappy card?
Zappy cards.
Cards.
They used to just have the one with the Google signal and the reviews on it, but now they're doing them custom. Like, you can put your actual company logo on them now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another way. Either way.
It's
I
just
mean,
a,
like
it's different
said,
ways.
I mean,
yeah. It's just a lot easier instead of sending a link.
In there. You know, but what you could do is, like, say, hey, look, man, you know, like, you could do it right off your Local Splash app right there. The value of it is because you're right in front of your client right there, right? And, I see the little lanyard badge in the thing,
That's cool.
That's cool.
A lot of people order stuff because they think it's a scam, but it took them about a week to get it to me, so I've got one of those dot card things.
Does it work? Does it work?
I haven't, no, I tried my dot card. I got the dot card.com. It's, what's it called? Yeah, dot com. It's like a bracelet that you wear and you tap it with your, someone's phone and it pops up your, all your company's information, like everything about your website and just everything. Dot.com.
Cool.
Dot card.
Dot.
Same price, pretty
card.
Much. Dot card.
Is it dot card? Is that what it
just
is?
Dot, yeah, dot or card. Just type it in. It'll pop up. Yeah.
The smart business card. Okay. That's cool.
I got. They have a card. Oh, they have a bracelet. You can get both.
Okay. Yeah, I see the bracelet. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got
a
bracelet.
Got to get those Google reviews up. And the best way to do it is have some friends and family members do it too, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to, like, get that 3 up to, like, 20. Work on that. You can do it. You just got to put time into it, you know? Every day, be like, okay, go through your phone. Just be like, you know, start from the top, work to the bottom, and just send out, just text message a couple of people. Hey, will you be willing to leave me a 5-star review real quick? You know, text them.
Or I get more work.
You know?
Or I get more work.
Yeah, and like people.
Or I get more customers. Yeah,
we definitely need to get you more customers. Well, step one is, find out on that $100,000 liability insurance, okay? And then let me get my team to reach out to you on the things, okay? Spoke.
I would at least like to have 3 to 5 customers a week. That's what I'm aiming for right now. 3 to 5 customers.
Chat feature gone. It's not working well.
Yeah, the message feature is not working.
It's not working well for him, okay?
Because when they call, I can pick up.
Okay. He needs the following done. 1.
On everything. Turn message really off.
Chat feature gone. It's not working well. 2. Photos on his website. 3. Our app sending out to emails without a phone number is not working. Okay, yeah, this is good. Thank you for giving me that valuable feedback because I want to see what's going on with that. Most
I don't
guys,
know if they
though,
fixed
like,
it, but that was,
Go on.
I don't know if they fixed it or not, but that was like a month or two ago that I let them know that because I was trying to go back and, like you said, go
you
reach out to them and stuff.
Did you
ever
get Did you ever get a review out of any of those two? Did you ever email those guys directly? Not yet? Okay.
I emailed them. I didn't have a phone number. I emailed them. I emailed like 3 or 4 of them. And nothing. I didn't get anything from it because it was error. It wouldn't.
You know what?
It wouldn't slum
send
it.
I'm gonna go try. Check this out. I'm gonna go in your account.
I don't even know if they'll remember now.
I'm gonna try to put my work email in your into the thing, and I want to see if it sends it to me. You know, I want to see if I get the same result. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that was like last July.
I can't leave you work email, but hold on. I just want to see if this works. Because that's a good point. I just want to test it.
It might have been November. It might have been September, October, November, around that time.
Placement. But yeah, you get those 5 stars, man. It's going to really help push you.
I got to get 2 more, I think. Well, should have 1 more coming in today, hopefully from a job I did today. So I should have had 4.
And, man, get that 100K worth of thing.
Yeah.
Let's do this. I'll give you a couple of days to work on that $100,000 in liability insurance so we can find out and see where you're at. Okay. And then let's reschedule.
Now they did reach out to your team. They reached out to me about a photo that I sent over to them, and they said it was too small and they couldn't resize it. So I don't know what they can do with that. I might have to.
So that's probably why they weren't able to make it happen.
But they didn't change the wording in it. Yeah, you got to change the wording in it too. I had that sent over a couple weeks ago, but they haven't changed that either.
Okay.
So
I will. Well, let me put that in the notes too. 3 photos on our website.
Yeah, it's just a lot of them are like redundant photos
on the website.
Yeah, It's hard to talk to somebody and have them change stuff when you're on the phone with them if you're not the same. If you're not looking at, I guess we could do it that way, but it takes a couple hours.
I'm going to schedule a call with my team, and I'm going to have them go over all these line items with you. You know,
because all the pressure washing stuff, they have them pressure washing the ground, which they need to have a house in there, pressure washing a house, or, you know, showing a dirty house and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of it's just pictures of pressure washing, you know, the ground.
Yeah, I'm on your website right now.
I don't get why they have so many pictures of pressure washing the ground.
Well, they're pressure washing the house, they're pressure washing the ground, they're pressure washing the fence.
Yeah, I haven't changed all that. I had them do that.
Okay.
I'm talking about if you go to, like, all the other pages and stuff, it's pretty redundant about, you know, pressure washing the ground. So then you go in there and change all that and put someone pressure washing your house or something, yeah.
Yeah, but no one's really
pressure washing the ground.
To be honest with you, but I hear you.
I know.
Like,
I do.
They're just looking at this first page, bro.
I know. Nobody's
that first page, and that's all they care about. But like, I know. If you want to really dial that in and go more, I can definitely have them.
Yeah.
You know, look at it, but
they're just going to look at the services. Yeah.
I mean, it looks good. I'm looking at each page. I mean, it actually looks great. Actually, I like your website. You know, so
I had to go there and change a lot of the text. Yeah.
I mean, if you want different photos, you know, maybe give us some photos that you want to use. But I mean, the photos they got on here look great. Like, they look really professional.
Now that I'm not in there right now, but that one that has the surface washing, they were supposed to change that to, like, driveway, patio, stuff like that.
So here's on services: pressure washing, fence cleaning, soft washing, driveways, patio, and walkways. That's what we have under services.
Oh, patio and walkways, or is it driveway, patios, and walkways?
Patio and walkways, that's what it says.
No, I wanted to have them driveways. Driveway.
Well, driveways has its own separate category. So here's what it says.
Huh?
Let me start over. So there's five different categories under services. The first one's pressure washing. The second one's fence cleaning. The third one is soft washing. The fourth one is driveways. And the fifth one is patio and walkways. So that covers the A to Z there. Yeah, that covers the A to Z.
So, okay.
That's all your services, right?
So driveway and patios are separate?
Driveways and patios are separate, yes.
Okay, we should put those together and then do a fifth one of roof.
Well, patios
washing
and walkways are together. They put patios and walkways together, and driveways is its own separate.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah.
But do you want – look, they can make that change. They can totally make that change.
I know.
So go through your website. Here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
Okay, you got two projects for me. A, you got to get that 100,000, like, look into that. Two, I want you to go through your website and all the little changes that you want to do, write it down on a piece of paper specifically and, like, really have it ready so it's organized and so you can crystal clear communicate it to my team so they know exactly what you want. Okay? You know? But try not to make too many changes because, you know, when you make too many changes, right? But, like if you have, like, two or three changes you want us to make, that's cool, you know? But, you know, at the end of the day, my team spent really good time on this, too, I can see. You know, it's not like they just...
Well, I've already gone in there and made some changes to the texting and stuff like that, how I want to actually read, so I've done that myself. I can do that.
Cool.
I'm just worried about going there and changing out photos and messing up the format. I'm not sure how to change the formats through the publishing platform.
Gotcha.
I can do that too.
Talk to my team. By the way, I love your logo. Did you make the logo or did my team make the logo?
I made the logo. I made it.
Okay, cool. Because we just made a logo for somebody else the other day, so I was asking. Okay, so logo looks cool. Your website, honestly, I like your website. It looks cool. You know. You really should though get a personalized photo. Did you ever think about doing that? Like, cause we talked about that. Yeah. Get a personalized photo. Like Louis Pest has a personalized photo, man. That personalized photo really helps you stand out.
Yeah. I've been teeter tottering that, but you know, I don't want people not to call me
because
a guy, not a girl, or black or white, or, you know, some people are racist, you know.
I mean,
unfortunately.
Right, you're white.
Yeah,
though,
I'm just saying, but if, you know, some, you know, black person calls,
like,
white, you know.
Certain demographic are going to not want to hire a white
Yeah, exactly.
Or,
I don't want them to
know,
be,
exactly
to hire me judged based off of what I look like, you know. you know, what gender I am. And some people do that. Yeah. They base off of what gender you are and what you look like and all that kind of stuff. Some people are just really weird like that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
that's kind of why I don't do that.
Super competitive, you know? Mm-hmm. Look, I haven't talked to you about this guy, but I actually have the biggest power washing guy in America right now. And he's out of Florida. Huge TikTok.
Florida's huge. Like, Florida's huge area to do cash washing, yeah. Yeah.
What?
I'm sure. Florida's one of the biggest states to do pressure washing.
He's gotten hundreds of grand worth of free equipment from all the pressure washing companies and stuff. And bottom line is he spends a lot of money on the paper.
Marketing.
So, marketing. So I'm telling you right now, work on getting that $100,000 worth of liability insurance. I'll take care of you, like, in terms of getting the lead stuff up. I'm going to make sure my team works on a few things, too. And let's put some turbocharge on this so that we can take you to that next level. So
Oh no, I was saying this company running this big company in Greenville, the name's C3. I thought he was going to buy a new truck, and this guy's talking about it. So I know the guy that's pressure washing this C3 does all the. He's got big contracts with all the gas stations and stuff like that. Yeah, but how much does he put in marketing? Probably about $100,000 a year. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, you get what you pay.
Good gosh.
Yeah, you do.
But he went and took a loan. I'm doing this without taking a loan.
Yeah, I know, definitely. I'm not asking. There's no way. No way.
And I'm not doing $100,000 loan.
All right, I can put you down for Monday or Tuesday. What works better for you next week?
I think it's Tuesday.
Give you a little time to get that.
Late morning.
Figure out the liability insurance. And then my team's probably going to call you tomorrow, okay, because it starts later. And then I want you to go through your website and figure out what you want to change, okay? And if you need them to swap out photos, you're like, okay, I want you to swap this photo with this photo. Have the photo you're ready to swap out, but make sure it's not too small either. Maybe that was the problem, you know.
As I said, it's just when you go online and try to get some photos, some like aftermarket photos, hard to.
You might have to email, just say, hey, I'll email you the photo. Yeah. What's your email? Okay. So, like I said, I got a whole.
It's hard to find photos.
Yeah. You know, my team will take care of you. Like they sometimes maybe they're just not understanding what you're like communicating to. So that's also that, you know, going probably. Like in other words, they probably don't understand like what you're saying in your head may not be coming out the way you
That's
know,
why it's easier for me to do it myself.
Yeah.
But exactly. I don't want to mess any of the picture formats up.
Articulate it in a way that they can understand like what you're trying to accomplish. You know?
Everybody thinks
they're not morons, but you know, you just gotta like say it in a way that they can make the adjustment for you, right? And then so that we can be done with it. Okay. All right. So Tuesday, you want to do Tuesday at noon? Does that work for you?
Sure.
Okay. Don't forget. Okay. I'm going to call you on Tuesday. Set a reminder in your phone. No, don't be forgetting on me here. Okay. So call with Matt. Okay. Because that'll give you plenty of time to figure out that liability insurance. And then between now and then, you'll be talking to my team on the back office there. To work out Google pay-per-lead.
So what would be the upfront cost once we get going on the Google pay-per-lead? What would be the first
250 and then in 2 months. And then 2 months down the road once we get you approved, right, we'll sit down with you and then we'll be like, okay, Philip, that's where that big charge is going to come in 2 months.
That's what I'm kind of wondering what that big charge would be.
For
so 520?
Yeah, 520 in a few months.
And how many leads do we typically get off of that?
Well, that's 13 leads you're prepaying. So you, like,
oh,
13
leads.
You want to get 13, yeah, that's 13 leads out of 520, right?
Yeah.
They're $40 each, remember?
That's so about what, Angie was doing, yeah. Yeah.
So, and then once you pay for the 13 leads, what I would recommend is at that time when you get this paid off, just slow down Angie's for a little bit, right?
No, and that'd be qualified leads that they're ready to to
yeah, they're qualified. They're ready to rock. These are ready people. Ready. You're only paying for quality here. You're not paying for you're not just paying per call here.
I'm just trying to get a quote for. I'm going to do it in 2 more months.
And the cool thing is, you're going to be smart about it, okay? Because we're going to teach you. Like, look, only people you're paying for are people that you give, a price over the phone, or you agree to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it becomes a billable call. That's how Google knows. Everything else is fluff. You don't get charged for those. Pretty neat, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Just gotta have to raise my quotes a little bit if I'm paying $40 per lead, so yeah. Oh well.
Yeah, you might have to add a little extra $50 in there, just to cover the lead cost too. You know, but it's not crazy. But yeah, those calls, sure. Absolutely raise it a little. You know? But don't go too crazy on it. But at the end of the day, you got to cover your marketing costs too with your job.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, but you be very conservative with these. You take two, you turn it off until you get your sea legs and until you get your, rhythm on it and your comfortability on it. Then you start taking more and more of it. So, walk before you run. Is what I'm saying.
So you get 13 qualified leads per month. So if I knocked them all out in like 2 weeks, then I got basically,
No, you're not going to, number one, you're not going to let yourself take all 13 leads that quick in 2 weeks. Okay? Because you're going to turn this thing on and off, right? When you can take leads. Because certain times you're really busy. Right? So obviously you don't want to run it. Like Lewis the last couple of days now hasn't been running his paper leads because he's been so busy.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
So this thing is going to be there to turn on and off. But the first 13 leads, I would recommend take your time on the first 13 to get your rhythm. Then
so two
that,
at a time,
yeah,
like you're saying.
You can turn it up a little bit, you know? But you got to remember, you're spending $520 plus your basic package with me. So, that now we're really going crazy. Like, I'm not saying go that crazy either. I'm just saying, maybe you take your first month, maybe you take 6 leads. 6 times 40, what's that? 162, that's 240 plus your, basic package with me, you see? So that's probably $500 worth of ad spend that month, But this will really help you put this will really take you to that next level. This is going to take you off. You're going to be Matt, I'm so glad you freaking convinced me to do this because this really changed my business. This took, by the way, these paper leads took Lewis from one van to 13 vans.
Wow. Yeah, I'm already looking for them. I'm looking for a truck and then the trailer.
These things are quality. That's why I like it. So get your liability insurance. Let me have my team call you. Okay. And then I got you down for Tuesday at noon. Okay. Don't forget about me. Okay.
Okay.
And then work on that. And then keep getting those 5-star reviews. I don't care if you got to get friends and family member to do it as well. But dude, we got to get to 25-star reviews. Like I won't even let you take those pay per leads until you're at 25-star reviews anyways.
Yeah.
You're not showing good enough on Google yet.
Right.
You get where I'm going? So
I've typed in pressure washing Greenville. Yep. Everybody's got 250 reviews. I don't know how they did that, but
it's just time.
Yeah.
They've been working at it longer. Lewis is at 102 and he's only been with me a year. But he's at 102 now.
He's got a lot of money in marketing, huh?
What?
Yeah. He's got a lot more money in marketing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're like a drop in the bucket compared to him. But
one day I might be there.
You got to spend money to make money, right?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're working on it. And I said, the nice thing is when you start taking those paper leads, you're going to be like, okay, I'm freaking moving now.
Right. Yeah. So, but you got to get that $100,000 of liability insurance, or otherwise, we're dead in the water on that.
Yeah, if $100,000, if a million's like $100 a month, then yeah, $100,000 should only be like $25,000. Yeah, I can't see it being more than that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just say, look, I don't want any, like, because they want to sell you at least a half a million. Most of these insurance companies say, I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go to a quarter million, maybe, but I need just only $100,000.
Right.
You know, because that's what these insurance companies want to do. They want to just sell you the big policy. That's it. You know?
Yeah.
With me, I started with you small, though. Right? Like, I sold you my least costliest package here, right? And because, like I said, we just got to start working on things, and then over time, we could always add fuel to the fire. So paper leads, yeah, that's going to take your business to that next level, okay? But let me let you go, okay?
Right.
Next Tuesday, I'm calling you, so be expected on that, but we'll start working on getting the insurance quotes,
yep,
start
yep,
getting those five-star reviews up, okay? I want to see, like, next Tuesday, you already got a few more. Friends and family members, man, they'll help.
All right.
They'll help, you know? Don't be afraid to ask some friends and family members. But, again, keep it controlled. Don't get too many five-star reviews in one day. So if you, like, reach out to one friend and family member per day, like,
do one a day.
Few weeks,
yeah.
What?
One a day.
Yeah, get
yeah,
one a day. One a day. It's like an apple. It's like eating an apple a day keeps the doctor away. One review.
Yeah,
one,
yeah,
a
yeah,
day. Yeah, yeah. Keeps Google at bay,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. that's about a good analogy there.
Take care. All right, I'll see you, Phila.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye. Bye. Bye.